This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas for grown-ups. All fan bases. Big night tonight. And then tomorrow. And then Saturday. And then after that, we get to attach grades to how'd your team do? 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning. Good morning to those watching on Peacock, our great streaming partners. Thank you for the support. Also, our radio affiliates numbering nearly 390 cities around.
Good morning to you, Dan.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no one ever says good. You say good morning to everybody every morning, and nobody ever says good morning to you. So, good morning, Dan.
That's like after some shows, not every show, where I'll walk by Todd and I'll go, good show, Todd. And then he'll go, you too. And I go, why don't you ever initiate?
Because it's meaningless to you if I'm just kind of chirping back what you just said.
So why don't you initiate?
I don't know. I should. I really love what Sean just did. That's a nice, positive, happy way to start.
But why don't you do it?
Because I'm just not that nice a guy. It's minimum kindness, basically.
Ooh.
We've been through this.
No, you have kindness.
I do.
Because
I pick my spots.
Okay.
Let's have a great day today, guys, all right?
Come on, let's
have a great day.
Here we go.
Come on.
Good morning, Dan Patrick. Let's do this on a Thursday.
Who feels like a first-round draft pick today?
Like early first?
No, just first round.
I'd like to be traded up for around the 27th pick. That'd be fine with me.
Okay. Todd?
I think I'll sneak in the 29, 30, as late as 31. I think they're only going 31 picks tonight, okay. So I can just get the bottom of the first round. And my shirt says so.
Yeah.
That means you're going to a good team. Yeah. What's better than that?
Yeah.
Nothing better than that.
Marv, how you feeling?
Blessed beyond belief. Oh. I'm ready.
Blessed
draft
beyond
day,
beyond.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hawks Celtics tonight. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. That's one of those where
the game that didn't happen.
Yeah, you're like, wait, they're playing a game tonight with the draft tonight? I don't think they thought there was going to be a game tonight, but there is, thanks to Trae Young. Celtics at the Hawks, game 6 tonight. The Heat close out the Bucks. Dun dun. The Knicks! The Knicks advance, beating the Cavaliers. What a great day yesterday for New York sports fans. Aaron Rodgers comes in like Tom Cruise out of Top Gun. And then you got the Knicks dusting off the Cavaliers. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And who would have thought you'd have the Knicks against the Heat? That'll be fun. And Jimmy Buckets dominated again. How did the Bucks have all these great defenders? Jrue Holiday, Greek Freak, Brooke Lopez. These are three of the top defenders in the game. I got one guy I got to stop. I got to stop Jimmy Buckets, playoff Jimmy. And it didn't happen. And your season can't come down to, did Grayson Allen make the shot? He didn't even get the shot off. Ah! Yes, Paul.
When I saw that play last night at the end of overtime, Bucks have the ball, Giannis dribbling out with the court. You must have loved that play. They found a way to get the ball out of Giannis's hands. Yes. They actually knocked him on his tail, and he had to scramble up, and they didn't get him the ball back.
And you know who did that? Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler guessed right by Giannis going to go left. It was great. Now, was there contact? Yes, there was. But Jimmy Butler guesses correctly because Giannis is going to cross over and go to his left. And Jimmy Butler guessed correctly. And then Chris Middleton has the ball. Get a shot, Chris. And then you pass it to Grayson Allen, and he tries to do a Euro step, and then that's it. Like, that's not how the – hey, how did it end? Did you guys go down fighting? Well, Grayson Allen missed a shot, you know, in the lane. No, that's not what you want to hear. You know, it's like striking out looking. That was the feeling I got for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, game-winning runs at third, and you're going to take a called third. Ha. The Grizzlies beat the Lakers. LeBron did not look good. They looked old at times. You know, but you're still up 3-2. Now you go back home, and the Warriors are up 3-2 on the Kings. Steph Curry. You got to kill him. Like, you can't wound him. You got to kill him. Draymond played great, and they may peel off, you know, another one, four in a row here, but that's what you want. If you're a champion, that's what you want, that's what you need, that's what you got. So we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, if you're a fan of the Tailgate Moonshine, you're going to love Dan's deals. I have some. Now, these are smaller companies, and they said, hey, we got some great products because I was going to order some things for Mother's Day. And they said, well, we can pass it on to your audience. And I said, well, what kind of savings are we talking about? They said, upwards of 80% off. So between 50 and 80% off all these products. There's four products that we have. I'm getting my wife all four of these. Go to danpatrick.com, and it's first come, first serve. You have until Saturday, but we got you taken care of because – you probably don't remember what you got your wife last year for Mother's Day. You won't forget, and she won't forget this year. Yes, Seton.
You know, I kind of procrastinate, too. Like, I'm the dude who, like, night before, I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. I forgot to get something.
Yeah.
It's like, just take care of it now. You're a couple weeks out. Just get it now, and then you're all set.
Yeah. I mean, there's some really, really quality items here, and I hope you take advantage of it. Yes, Paulie.
I ordered my wife something for Mother's Day, and it arrived on Tuesday. Mother's Day was a Sunday. It arrived on the following Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And I tried to sell her on, hey, it's Mother's Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's late.
This program brought to you by George Foreman, the incredible story. So he went from winning Olympic gold, heavyweight champ, retired, came back 10 years later, won the championship. Big George Foreman, now playing in theaters. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13. All right, before we dive into some things with the draft and also with the basketball last night, your phone calls are always welcome. I mentioned something yesterday, and I want to give you the details here. I got to go to my phone with the text correspondence I had with somebody yesterday. The story about Lamar Jackson's been going on for quite some time. Now, a lot of rumors. Now, there hasn't been much talk. And when there's not a lot of talk, I always think there's progress. They traded for Odell Beckham Jr. III. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins, if he doesn't go to Buffalo, goes to Baltimore. And we haven't heard from Lamar Jackson. Mike Florio had a post yesterday on Pro Football Talk saying that John Lynch said that they're looking at all options at quarterback. And that included Lamar Jackson. And so I said, you know, there's a report that the Niners kicking the tires on Lamar Jackson. So I got a response yesterday from a source who reached out to me and said, hey, I just read the report from your show about the Niners pursuing a trade for Lamar Jackson. That's the first that we've heard of this, and I just want to let you know. So I followed up, sent the post to this source who I trust, and I said, here's the post I was referring to as Mike Florio talking about John Lynch and the 49ers. This is from a source close to this situation saying, zero interest, a little surprised by the report. And then I said, well, I hope the Ravens get a deal done, a long-term deal done. And then I'm told, I think they will. That's all I got for you. But I want to make sure I clarify. I want to be fair to the Ravens, make sure I'm quoting John Lynch and the 49ers. But there hasn't been much attached to this. And when you attach Odell Beckham Jr., and I can't imagine OBJ would go there without at least having a good idea Lamar Jackson was going to be there for more than 1 year. Because right now he's under contract to play for this 1 year. I don't know if there's any guarantees. But if you get DeAndre Hopkins with Lamar Jackson, You got something there. And the AFC is certainly crowded. But just want to be fair to the Ravens and to the 49ers and that report, because a lot of times that information gets out and all of a sudden somebody runs with it. Next thing you know, the Niners have offered something to the Ravens, or the Ravens have asked for something in return. But, you know, from my source who reached out to me to say, saw the report, and there's zero interest on the Ravens' part of this, whether the Niners are interested or not. But I think the Niners have been interested in Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Lamar Jackson. And why wouldn't you be? If you can give up two first-round picks and you're going to get that guy right now to help you, and then maybe you work on a deal, I would. If I'm the Jets, I would have looked at Lamar Jackson. I would have looked at Lamar Jackson before I would Aaron Rodgers, because if I get Lamar Jackson for 5 years, that's certainly a whole lot better than I get Aaron Rodgers maybe for one. And Rodgers met with the media yesterday, you know, that tough New York media asking all of those tough questions. But he did talk about his future yesterday in front of the media.
Right now, I'm just going to focus on this season. I'm excited about being here. I expect to be here for the duration of the offseason. And I'm excited to get to know my new teammates and the coaching staff and the organization. And obviously, I have a background with Coach Hackett and that offense. But I'm excited about just diving in and being a part of this group and getting to know some of the names of my teammates. And also, I'm excited about working with all you guys. I've heard a lot about the New York media and excited to see what that's all about.
Do you really think he's excited to work with the New York media? Because I'm guessing he won't work with the New York media. It'll be, all right, yeah, guys, if you want to hear my comments, tune into Pat McAfee. See ya. And the New York media is not this meat grinder that it used to be. When I first got to New York in the early 80s, you had some really tough media people asking tough questions, and they were the stars in New York. That's not the case now. They're just doing their job. You know, there's no fire-breathing columnist there, at least not that I'm aware of. Not the way it was in the 80s. I mean, Dick Young, Mike Lupica, I mean, those guys were asking questions. Murray Chass, New York Times. It's about social media, not the media. That's where you got the fire-breathing, you know, fan or, you know, pseudo-analyst or, you know, whatever it might be, influencer. That's where it comes from, not the New York media. But he was asked some questions there, and everybody wants to play nice, you know, the opening press conference. Let's see what happens when things aren't going well and what the questions are like. Just ask Giannis last night as they bow out in historical fashion. Here's the question and Giannis's answer.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. That's what you're telling me. No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports.
There's disappointment. I think when you say failure, it has a different context to it. It feels heavier. It feels more pointed. How disappointed are you? You know, he's playing with a bad back. He put up, what, 38-20? It's a disappointment. Did you fail? History won't be kind to you, but they won't pile on like they would other franchises. If this happened to LeBron, then it would be a terrible failure. But I think the media loves Giannis. We love this story. And what's not to love? He's a wonderful player. It's a wonderful story. He's won a championship, MVP. And he put up 38-20 in a closeout game. But I love the answer. Because he could come back and say, I'm not talking. Or be angry at the reporter. I think he's trying to let the reporter understand how Giannis is viewing this. Michael Jordan, did he fail in those seasons when he didn't win a title? No. Come up short? Yes. Disappointment? Yes. He was injured for a couple of games, and they ran into Jimmy Butler. And you got to give Jimmy Butler credit, because he feels like a champion. Jimmy Butler hasn't won a title. They lost Tyler Hero, Victor Oladipo, and I'm thinking the Heat, you know, this sets the stage for the Bucks to come back from 3-1. That's the feeling I had. But Jimmy Butler, in the last two games, has scored 98 points. The last time you had somebody have that many points over a two-game span in the playoffs, well, it hasn't happened except for Michael Jordan since the NBA-ABA merger. So you're going back a long way. You're going back 50 years. This has never happened other than when Jordan did it.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question a little bit later on. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, has his mock draft. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. All fired up here. It's Christmas Day for the NFL. Yay! Although, I think there's five teams right now who don't have first-round draft picks. That doesn't mean that they won't have first-round draft picks by the end of the night. And going into this draft, when's the last time you weren't exactly sure, 100% sure, who was going number one overall? We assume it will be Bryce Young, but as I've said many times, the draft starts at number two for me with the Houston Texans. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, Chargers radio analyst, and Move the Sticks podcast co-host. He's got a tough job because he's in Kansas City. He's got his final mock draft, and he has no idea what's going to go on, and neither do we. And there haven't been too many drafts where we've gone in, Daniel, saying, I don't know what's going to happen. I assume we know what's happening at the top, right? Bryce Young's mm-hmm. going to Carolina.
I feel like we know that. That might be the only thing that we know, Dan, at this point in time. But, I mean, as an analyst for this thing, you root for two things. You root for quarterbacks and chaos. And I think we're going to be two for two in this one.
Okay, but there's no official report that Bryce Young is going to Carolina.
No. No.
Can you remember the last time where we didn't know the number one overall pick?
I go back to the Kyler Murray year. We were pretty certain, but it wasn't nailed down. And then when we were on set as the red carpet show was taking place. So you're just kind of getting mic'd up. You're just kind of milling around. And I look over at the monitor and I see Kyler Murray in a red and pink pinstripe suit. And I said, oh, yeah, he's going. That's an Arizona Cardinals number one overall pick suit that he's wearing.
I still feel and felt that the draft starts at number two.
Yeah, that's where it is. I mean, if we assume, and I think it will happen, Bryce Young goes number one. Now, if we're 95% sure of the number one pick, we are 5% sure of the number two pick. No clue. I mean, it's normally, Dan, it's like, okay. And I think that, like, the Trey Lance, we had this conversation that year, day of the draft. And I said, look, there's enough coming late here that I believe Trey Lance is going to be the pick over Mac Jones for San Francisco. Like, that was kind of the last little riddle. And you felt maybe 80% confident. Like, nothing's got out of Houston. I mean, there's all this noise and all this uproar about, you know, will they or won't they with C.J. Stroud, but no concrete information.
What do you think they should do?
I think they should take C.J. Stroud. So to me, I think there's no way you can come out of these first two picks without your quarterback. I don't think their future quarterback's on their roster. And I don't buy into the theory of, well, you know what, next year there's great quarterbacks. Well, yeah, there's no guarantee you're going to be picking up here next year. You've got a chance to draft a guy who's better than anybody that you have, which I think C.J. Stroud is.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take him. Now, Dan, there's only every couple of years where you're going to have a guy like Trevor Lawrence where you're going to sleep great at night knowing, okay, I feel this is a high likelihood this guy is going to be a stud. Those guys don't come around very often. You got to take a little bit of a leap here, but you got to go for it.
So you got drama at two, and then you throw in Arizona. You know, do they go with Paris Johnson? Do they get their, you know, left tackle, or do they trade out of that because somebody wants to trade up to get a quarterback? What do you think happens?
Well, there's so many holes there, and they've made it known. They're screaming from the mountaintops they would love to get out of there. So, you know, the challenge is I did it to have some fun in a mock draft. And I thought, okay, if Houston's really down to Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, I can fudge it and then just make a trade and give them both. So I took that out of the mix. Arizona gets the trade down. They covet. They go down to 12, and they could still get, you know, one of the top offensive linemen. But having said that, when you dig into it and look at draft day trades over the last few years, 5 or 6 years, Dan, there hasn't been a draft day trade to move up into like the top five. The last one was Trubisky, and that was one spot. Like, we haven't seen a team go from 10, 11, 12 and come all the way up to three. You got to go back to, I think it's 2014 when that happened. So the trades have been happening at 10. You saw Fields move up to take Fields at 10. We've seen other movement in that range. But as of late, you know, when you're going to make a jump into the top three, usually that takes place ahead of time.
Quarterback who could be a bust?
Well, I think you can flip a coin on Richardson and Levis. You know, I feel like there's dividing lines here. Bryce Young, to me, is the best one. There's a little bit of a gap. Then you get to Stroud. But I think, you know, I think both those guys are rock solid. Then I think you start, you know, it's a little bit of a wild card now. I have Richardson next for me because the upside is ridiculous. But the sample size scares the heck out of me. You know, it's a trail of tears when you look at the guys with that limited of a sample size. And then when you look at Will Levis, it's just, you know, it's a roller coaster ride when you pop on the tape. And, you know, I get a little bit nervous when, you know, through the process you go, yeah, but, you know, the injuries, but then the offensive line, the play, there's a lot of buts.
Yeah.
That makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I got to see consistency. If you can't be consistent in college, you're not going to be consistent. And your accuracy doesn't change. It's usually who you are. And now we're saying, oh, you know, somebody's going to change Will Levis. They'll make him more accurate. It's rare, I think, when that happens. Maybe technique, maybe, you know, throwing motion, your footwork, but it feels like what you are in college accuracy-wise is what you'll be in the pros, if not worse.
Yeah, and people point to Josh Allen here because he made such a leap with accuracy.
Yeah.
But I go back, first of all, he's at Wyoming. This is apples and oranges comparing who he's with, who he's playing with there. The other thing is with Josh, I could pull out throws of him, you know, throwing with touch, like layered balls. He wasn't consistent, but I've seen him do it. It'd be like watching a golfer, and I've seen you can hit these shots. You're just not doing it consistently. With Levis, it's just everything is firm. There's not a lot of touch to his football. So that, to me, is more difficult to change.
We're talking to Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst. He'll be on the call, NFL Network, providing live coverage of the draft starting tonight at 8 Eastern. Now that you have Aaron Rodgers, what did the Jets do with their 15th overall pick?
I mean, the defense is in pretty good shape, and having Rodgers there, it just feels like this will be a Rodgers influence selection. So I just keep going back to that offensive line. And if Skoronski gets there from Northwestern, he's similar to Vera Tucker in that Vera Tucker, you know, is a guard but can play tackle. He played some tackle at USC. Skoronski's a tackle who some think could play guard. Dan, I saw it last year with the Chargers with a guy like Jamari Sawyer, who was, you know, a sixth round pick, but he had some flexibility and versatility over a 17 game season. Having offensive linemen that can go inside and outside and always allow you to get your five best guys on the field is huge. So as much as I love the talent of Mekhi Becton, he hasn't been reliable and healthy. Yeah. I think to me, that's a good way for them to go.
Where should Bijan Robinson go?
Well, he's my third overall player in a draft with so many exceptions and little guys and inexperienced players. Like, I feel like he comes in clear packaging. You know exactly what you're getting with him. I think he's going to be a great player. He's going to be a top five running back in the league. I always say with running backs, I think it makes more sense if you're a finished product to kind of put that finishing piece in there. And I look at the Philadelphia Eagles and I say, okay, well, what are the premier positions? They've got the quarterback.
Yeah, but you work for the Eagles though, Daniel. And you
know I'm getting there, Dan.
They're not gonna take.
I know, but right? I want it so bad. I want it so bad. And then so I've been telling people, they say, where should he go? I said, well, he should go to Philadelphia. And I list out all this litany of reasons. And I go, but I worked with Howie for 2 years and he's not gonna do it. So I'm selfishly hoping, Dan, just for you, because you know this, that I'm hoping that they do shock the world and take him, just so that my one person watching here and Dan Patrick can see my live reaction on the air and just see me turn flush white that he actually did it.
I love Bijan Robinson, and I think that personality is wonderful. The position obviously is flawed financially.
Yeah.
But if I know I can get a difference maker, like, what would stop the Jets from taking Bijan Robinson? He helps you immediately.
Yeah, I think with Breece Hall, what we saw from him last year, I think he can do a lot of those things. You know, I think they're actually pretty similar players. But I would put it this way. This would be my sales pitch in the draft room. So let's go back to 2012. I'll jump into the Philly draft room, and I would make this case. Let's rebrand it. Let's not talk about running backs. Let's look at this as an OW. We're going to call him an offensive weapon. And if you look at the team that is our nemesis or our competition in conference, it is us and the 49ers. They have McCaffrey. They have Debo. We could have our own version of that here with Bijan Robinson. And if Debo Samuel is a major in wide receiver who minors in running back, we're going to have a Bijan Robinson who majors in running back and minors as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. I when we had him on, I said I see you as a Debo Samuel kind of weapon here.
And
that's the way I would use him. He's got wonderful hands, and it just feels like he's got star power.
So I think we could get together on this thing, and we're kind of forming a running back union. We're rebranding. We're calling them offensive weapons. Not everybody's going to fall into that. You're going to have your 3 yard and a cloud of dust type backs. But for guys like Bijan Robinson, let's put him in a different category.
If Hendon Hooker was 22, finish that sentence.
I think he'd be a lock as a first round pick. I don't think even, you know, I think he's got a good opportunity to go in the first round as somebody who's older. But to me, it's not as big of an issue as it used to be, because if you look at the quarterbacks that have flopped recently, as I mentioned with the number of starts, like it's the inexperienced younger guys who are getting thrown out into the field and aren't ready for it. And if you look at the value picks in the draft, look at the starting quarterbacks that were taken outside the first round. When you look at, you know, the Kirk Cousins, the Dak Prescott, we saw it last year with Brock Purdy. Those guys played a ton of ball, a little bit older, arrived a little bit more mature, a little bit more experienced. So I don't think that's frowned upon quite as much as it would have been a few years back.
Wildest rumor you've heard?
Oh, gosh. Last night I heard a rumor that the Titans were going to trade up to 8 to secure Anthony Richardson to try and keep anybody else from moving up to get him. And then Ryan Tannehill was going to get traded to the Arizona Cardinals. So that was a rumor that was floating around last night. I don't know what you do with it.
Whoa. But. Yeah, sometimes you don't want to hear those. When I covered the NBA draft and you would hear these rumors, and then I didn't want to cloud my head with the possibility of something like that. Because just like you said, I don't know what I do with this.
I don't know. Yeah.
But if you,
I mean, that's the beauty of being in this spot, right? Like Ian Rapoport, you know, he's got to vet that type of
yes.
stuff. I'm like, wow, I've heard a million stories. That's just the latest one that I've heard.
It's been quiet on the Lamar Jackson front. Feels like that's a good thing.
I think that the waters have calmed there. Now, that's kind of the vibe that I get. I think the Odell Beckham move was a little bit of an olive branch to him, saying, okay, hey, we've got a new offensive coordinator. It's going to play a little bit more to you as a passer than maybe the previous offense. That's one olive branch. Now we bring in Odell Beckham. Okay, can't say we're not investing in weapons and receivers. So I don't know if they're able to come together on a long-term deal. But it doesn't feel like there's this collision course that maybe we were headed on a month ago.
And then DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know if he's going to Buffalo, if he's going to go to Baltimore. Any thoughts on, you know, Arizona's ready to unload him, but who's going to take that contract?
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides of that. I think you hit it. I mean, I think Arizona would be happy to move on and continue to kind of take this thing down to the studs, but I don't know who's gonna be in on that. Buffalo's a team that you hear rumored. I know there's some talk with Buffalo with wide receivers in this draft, and maybe Diggs can spend some more time in the slot. So, you know, looking at some outside receivers in the draft, and if you're gonna move, let Diggs play a little bit in the slot, then having Hopkins on the outside would be a pretty fun combination, provided he's healthy and the player that we remember him being.
Let me go back to the Titans. You mentioned that the wild rumor, maybe they go up and get Anthony Richardson. Have they moved on from Malik Willis?
I don't get that. I don't get that sense that they've completely moved on, but I don't think I don't think the faith and trust has been put in him that, okay, we have our future quarterback going forward. I think there's a balance saying we haven't given up on someone.
But he's a project.
Also we're looking,
Daniel,
very much so.
You can't go, we saw enough after 1 year. We're moving on from him.
Yeah, I would say they're dating. I would not say they would refer to themselves as in a committed relationship.
Have fun tonight.
I appreciate you, buddy. I've got to make sure you got my new phone number, Dan, because I always appreciate your text during this thing.
You know what, Fritzy, if you have a new phone number contact for Daniel. Now, during the commercial breaks, I'll text you.
Yeah.
Not when you're on the air, because that's unprofessional.
No, well, I would never check, Darren, while we're on there. Come on, Dan. You know, you've taught me better than that.
You've been on the set where guys are checking their phones.
I've been on the set when guys are checking their phones as the camera takes a single.
Have fun tonight. I'll try to only annoy you during the commercial breaks.
You're the best, buddy. Thanks, man.
That's Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst and providing live coverage. Draft tonight, Kansas City, starting at 8 Eastern. Have we looked at the weather? I'm always curious when you have
draft weather report.
Yeah, I think we should probably look at the weather tonight.
Need to get our guy on the horn,
I don't know if Jim Cantore. You know, I need him.
Okay,
it feels like you just look on your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. We'll make it easier. Let me take a break here. You have the weather, Paulie?
Oh yeah, but it's teasable.
Okay,
totally teasable.
All right, let me take a break. Oh, Gilbert Arenas, our good buddy, is going to join us next hour.
Let's go.
He was spectacular last time. We'll get the former NBA player who will join us coming up next hour. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Gilbert Arenas, he has his own podcast. Gil's Arena airs live 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Three-time NBA All-Star, and he joins us on the program. Gilbert, thanks for joining us. Do you want to talk Bucks or you want to talk Miami Heat first?
It doesn't matter. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so explain to me, Jimmy Butler, when somebody gets into, and you've been in this world before, but you get into the zone, but how could the Bucks, with three great defenders in Jrue Holiday, Giannis, and Brook Lopez, not stop or contain Jimmy Butler in a must-win situation?
Because in his realm, it's only one defender. And that's Jrue Holiday, which Jrue Holiday is too small for Jimmy Butler. The other two defenders are meaningless to his position. They're great at defending the basket and defending big men, but Jimmy Butler's a guard. He's a big guard. So Giannis and Lopez are meaningless to what Jimmy does. So they have to just wait till he gets to the basket for them to be a factor on defense, which he's not. He's pulling up mid-range. He's taller. So with someone like him, you have to put on a longer defender to keep him from shooting jumpers and push him to those big defenders.
Explain to me the last play there for the Bucks, that if I would have said the Bucks season comes down to Grayson Allen with the ball as the final play of the their season. I mean, Giannis, Butler picked him up. He passed it to Chris Middleton, and then Grayson Allen didn't even get a shot off. They had a timeout, and they didn't even take that, Gilbert.
Yeah, that reminds me of the J.R. Smith rebound, right? You don't know. You didn't think that you were going to get the ball, and you just end up getting it, and then from there you just blanked out. I don't think Grayson knew the time. Right there, he's just trying to space the floor. So he just got caught in no man's land and didn't realize to check the clock or call a timeout.
But Chris Middleton's got to take the shot.
Yeah, something like that is more of just a team awareness thing, right? If you didn't see, like, the play was developing, just, you know, that's where your coach is supposed to call a timeout or the star player who's paying attention. But that comes with leadership or just knowing your surroundings in that game.
I don't know if you heard Giannis after the game. He was asked, is this a failure? And he said no. Marv, why don't you play that for Gilbert? So you'll hear the question, then you'll hear Giannis's response.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports.
What do you make of that, Gilbert?
I understand the question. And Giannis, they're both right in what they're trying to say. You know, is it a failure? Yes, in sports, it's a failure because you are the number one seed. You know, during regular season, your number one seed into the playoffs and losing to the eighth seed is a letdown. It is failing for what you're supposed to have been doing this year. So yes, it's a failure, but in Giannis' explanation, for just the general thought of sports, no, it's not a failure because you get better every year. And yeah, I get it. But
did Jordan fail those other 9 years he didn't win a title?
Well, when Jordan was in a position to win championships, he didn't actually fail. the other years, his team wasn't good enough to win championships, right? So, you know, if we're talking about if the 96 Bulls lost, yes, that would have been a failure.
Yeah.
Golden State 73 win, that was a failure. Because you are clearly the best team in basketball and you didn't make it out of the first round. But Giannis' explanation, yeah, it's he's technically right also. So it's one of those, is depending on the narrative we want to run with, it depends on who's right.
Yeah, I think Giannis's definition of failure is different than most athletes because mm-hmm. of where he's come from, what he's achieved. He grew up in a different type of world, and he may not look at this as life or death. But if LeBron, could you imagine if LeBron bowed out and they were the number one seed? And you asked the question, was this a failure?
Mm-hmm.
How would LeBron answer that?
He probably would have accepted it on a chin.
And would he have said it was a failure?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do too.
You know, just like Dirk, when Dirk lost to the We Believe team, you know, he didn't even want the MVP trophy. Because it is a letdown, but you can see that, you can see it on Giannis's face that he knows that, you know, this was a failure, But, you know, he can't accept that for the rest of the city. Like, you know, we have to build. We have to keep going. We can't win them all. And, you know, it was a way of expressing his frustration. You can see it.
Talking to Gilbert Arenas, three-time NBA All-Star, and you can listen to his podcast, part of the Underdog Content Network, available on YouTube, the iHeartRadio app, and everywhere podcasts are heard. In your prime, how would you deal with Dylan Brooks if he was chirping at you like he's been chirping at LeBron?
The same way any star player that has the ultra green light. anytime you can get him isolated on an island by himself, you're going to make sure he's, you know, engaged. You're going to try your best to make sure that is a rough night for him.
But you want to play differently, though. He was trying to get LeBron to play differently and say, you know, I don't respect you unless you put 40. Now, you're a scorer. That's different. Your job is to put 40 on him.
Yeah, that is my job, to make sure he gets that. But you're still under the team scheme because it is a chess match. And he's losing it to LeBron because LeBron is not possessing that, all right, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to win this game and then talk trash to you while you're sitting home since we are the lower seed.
Yeah, but this is the mature Gilbert Arenas. If you're 26 and Dylan Brooks is doing this to you, what happens?
Oh, I'm trying to score 50. No, that's listen, we tried the same thing with LeBron when he was younger and he gave us every possible number he can possibly give us. I would just make him shoot. Oh, okay. And he's just attacking the whole time. I will make him pass. 12 assists, 30-something points still. You know, so we've poked that bear, and we didn't like the way he growled back.
The Lakers can look really good, and then they can look really average. And last night, AD had a great game. LeBron didn't, and now you go back home. And even though you're up 3-2, I mean, this is a must-win situation. How do the Lakers can be frustrating because you think they got it right, and then they don't get it right.
It's weird, right? It's just when you're looking at the rest of the superstars, Jimmy Butler carrying the team, even Giannis when he was healthy playing in the series, Embiid, you have Booker over there just dominating, and then you have the Lakers, and you're like. Every other game, like, our superstars are, like, taking days off. No one is, like, putting – they're not willing this series. And that's what scares me. But I've seen LeBron, and I know when it's go time, he goes. So I'm not worrying about, you know, tonight's game, tomorrow's game. I'm not worried about the next game because I know LeBron is going to show up. So that's all I need. You know, that's all the Lakers need. We just need LeBron to show up. And it's not going back to Memphis. LeBron is going to handle business at home.
And then you see Steph Curry last night. There are times when Steph just, I don't know why he needs to remind us, but he does remind us of just how incredible he is.
He's just one. I remember when 2014-15 season, I remember calling ex-teammate LeBron Prophet. And I said, man, listen, I shot a lot. How many shots is he shooting? This is ridiculous. This was then. Like, I seen the greatness in the style he was shooting. I was like, how many shots is this man shooting a day? Because I shot a lot, and I don't think my shot was like that. His creativity, his style, his thought process, his knack for hitting tough shots is just unreal. It is unreal. You can be a shooter, but a shooter that has the concept of every shot I take is a great shot, knowing spacing, knowing time, knowing the spots on the floor, knowing the angles is just something that there's not a lot of shooters that had that. Him and Clay both possess the same thing.
Okay, but Steph can get his shot. You know, Clay usually needs help, but how is it we haven't found that Steph? You know, remember Jordan, Gerald Wilkins was the Jordan stopper. I don't know if anybody's been designated as a Steph stopper. Why not?
When it comes to you know, it's like having the Reggie to Chris Mullin, but with Kyrie dribbling. So now he can take you off the dribble, and now he only needs this much of space. So when you add all of it together, it's like giving Jordan Larry Bird's jump shooting. Right. It's just a whole different player. You don't expect this type of player to have all these tangibles. And Steph off the dribble with the ball. When he get rid of the ball, he's a danger. So he's mastered every element of shooting to help him get open.
What do you do if you're the Clippers with Kawhi?
I'll try to trade him and get something for him.
But why do I want him if you don't want him?
Because there's always a dumb buyer.
That used to be the Knicks, Gilbert, but they're getting smarter.
It might be the Knicks. You never know. It's.
But if a game is on the line, a must-win series, he's still in the conversation when he's able to play of guys that you would take that he can win a big series for you.
No, when he's playing, he's greatness. He knows how to score. He knows how to play. He knows how to will himself on a game and on a series. But, you know, when you're talking about a season and giving yourself a chance to win a championship, you can't rely on him playing enough games to put you in that position. And then when you get in that position, is his body going to hold up?
Yeah, I know. But he won't be there for the season. 60 games over under. And now you got Paul George. I mean, when they play, they're great. I thought if they both played in the series against the Suns, I would have taken the Clippers.
I wouldn't have, because it's the Clippers. You know, it's just the Clippers. I guess in New York, it's like the Jets or something. they find ways to lose. But, you know, right now, if I'm Ballmer, I'm gonna see if someone is willing to give me some pieces for him.
Gosh.
If he pans out and becomes what we thought he was gonna be, then that's just one of those things I just regret later on. But as of right now, it hasn't panned out for us. And if while his value's still a little hot, maybe we can, you know, try to will and deal.
Did you ever engage with celebrities courtside during games?
No. Not that I can remember. I mean, Jack Nicholson, you know, Jack a little bit, and Spike Lee, you know, you chirp just a little bit, nothing serious though.
But were you aware of who was courtside?
Yes. Like, you know, during breaks or like in the layup line, you'll see who's there.
But like, you know, what if there's an actress who's there or there's, you know, like Jay-Z's courtside? You're not interested?
No, because they're there to see me. And, you know, no different than when I'm going to a concert to see them. Their job is to perform. So,
okay.
When they're coming to that arena, my job is to show them why they're here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those. Instead of trying to be a fan, like, oh my God, it's Jay-Z. Like, yo, they bought a ticket to come see you. So you have to be on.
Did you ever have any celebrities with the Wizards?
We had Barack Obama.
Okay.
We had like singers like Maya. I can't.
Not a long guest list there, Gilbert.
You know, but it's the you know, Dave Chappelle, Martin Lawrence. So we had a lot of celebrities come in.
Chappelle would go.
Huh?
Chappelle would go watch you play.
Yeah, Chappelle would go.
Okay. I like that. They're buying a ticket to see me play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, great to talk to you again, as always. Thanks for making time.
Thank you for having me.
That's Gilbert Arenas, three-time NBA All-Star with the Wizards, and he has a podcast, Gil's Arena, and it's available on Underdog Content Network and available on YouTube, iHeartRadio app, and everywhere podcasts are heard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.